meeting. Item 17, request to improve the Avenue of Stars in Chimsa Chui. Paper number 127 of 2012. The written response of the Lesson Cultural Service Department has been forwarded to members before the meeting. I would like to welcome Mr. Hong, Mr. C.H. Hong of the Hong Kong Tourism Board, Mr. W.C. Lee of the Hong Kong Tourism Board, Mr. Wilson Leung, Tourism Commission, Mr. Chris Lam, Hong Kong FAA, Ms. Karen Chow, also of the Hong Kong Film Award Association, and from the LCSD, Mr. Richard Wong, from New World Development Limited, Ms. Maria Cheung, and Ms. Becky Chen of the AOS Management Limited. Welcome to the meeting. Ms. Kwan So Ling, Mr. Hong Chiu Wah, Mr. Yip Mo Tong, Mr. Chen Chiu Wah, Mr. Yong Chi Hei, Mr. Choi Siu Fong, Mr. Lau Pua, and myself have proposed this paper. Any response, please, from the department? From members? Now, there was the avenue of the animation stars at the Kowloon Park. But then for the real avenue of stars along the waterfront, there was an international media organization that lashed at the avenue of stars, and we all feel shame. So I wonder if the AOS Management Limited or the LCSD has any plan to upgrade the facilities and the tourist attractions at Avenue of Stars. Perhaps you could refurbish the facilities and beautify the facilities even, so that Avenue of Stars will no longer be criticized by others. Thank you. Ms. Kwan. Yes, it's true what Mr. Yip said did happen, and if I may also add, in the first 2 years, when the Avenue of Stars was commissioned, it enjoyed much fame. Everyone who came to Hong Kong would say that they have to go there, otherwise they can't say they've been to Hong Kong. So the Avenue of Stars had its glorious days, but now, I wonder if you also get this impression. The facilities there are getting old, so there is need for revitalization. I really would like to hear the views of the departments concerned, in particular the subsidiary company under the New World, which manages the Avenue of Stars. So let's see how we could make this tourism project. Then we might be able to revive the glorious past of the Avenue of Stars. That's the whole idea of us proposing this paper. Please switch your mobile phone to the silent or vibrating mode, please. Now, for the department representative or other representatives, can you please first respond, LCSD? Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. Now, all the relevant parties are here. The Hong Kong Tourism Board, Tourism Commission, the Hong Kong Film Awards Association, as well as the New World, are all represented here. Of course, we have the duty squarely to do a proper job with the Avenue of Stars, but perhaps I would just give a brief introduction because many parties are represented here. I'm sure the New World Development would have something to say too. By way of introduction, I fully agree with members. Avenue of Stars is managed by the New World We have signed a management agreement for 20 years. During the 20 years, it's important to keep the image and the appeal of the Avenue of Stars. And we agree there is a need for ongoing upgrading works to achieve that. We respect the reference to tourism promotion bodies or the New World. They must have their own visions in relation to the Avenue of Stars. So in the day-to-day management or ongoing improvement works, there is a standing committee to discuss various issues, big or small, in relation to the Avenue of Stars. McDowell, for instance, is a good idea. It's a new sculpture newly added there. Now, when we started conceiving the scheme until the sculpture was actually put there, it took 2 years because we had to work with the Reverend Company. All of us here were involved in that project. All of us sitting here were involved in that project. So by way of introduction, I would just like to say that we fully share the views of the District Council. We would like to see what more we could do to improve the area. Now, I'm not going to say more because we've already submitted our paper. But perhaps the other parties could also give you an introduction. Thank you. And other organizations or companies are represented here. So as you speak, please, first of all, identify yourself. Yes, please. Mr. Chairman, members, my name is Chen. I am from the AOS Management Limited under the New World Development Limited. Since 2004, the Avenue of Stars was open to the public. It's become one of the major tourist attractions in Hong Kong. It is an important landmark in Tsim Sha Tsui as well. That's why we're keeping close liaison with the stakeholders. We also listen to views from all parties, and we try to do a good job in terms of managing the place. Together with the HKTB, the Tourism Commission, and the HKFAA, we've set up the Avenue of Star Management Committee. We've worked very closely all this time. We had discussions on management issues of in relation to the Avenue of Stars. We've also worked together on ideas to improve the Avenue of Stars. Now we want to upgrade the quality of tourism items in Hong Kong. So we have staged all sorts of exhibitions and performances at the Avenue of Stars. Apart from the palm print, the Stars palm print, there are other multifarious activities in the Avenue of Stars, like singing programs, or dance programs, or plays. We also work with overseas organizations. For example, this year and last, and we worked together with the Alliance Française to stage a French May photo exhibition. So large artistic photos from France were exhibited, and there was good review. Now we're doing all this because we would like to bring a rich experience to visitors and local residents alike. Of course, when visitors come to the Avenue of Stars, they would like to look at palm prints of their idols. In early November, there will be a ceremony for artists to put their palm prints there. So there will be more hot artists putting their palm prints there, and so many will be putting their palm prints there before the end of the year. Later on, we'll be inviting district councillors to join us at that ceremony. So I hope you will be able to attend. But as you know, the Avenue of Star is in Tsim Sha Tsui East. There's a good panoramic view of the Victoria Harbour. Is mesmerizing. But then we've heard feedback that in summer when on a sunny day, it could be quite unbearable. That's why we've put seats there, and we've also put sun umbrellas there. Perhaps more and more people are visiting the Avenue of Stars, so some of these facilities are getting old. That's why we've decided that next year we're going to have upgrading work. So we're going to renew some of the facilities, like the planters, the umbrellas, the seatings, and so on. Then we are trying to provide more shade along the Avenue of Stars, so people could take a seat and enjoy the place in a leisurely manner. And we're going to put in chairs of innovative design, so as they enjoy the panoramic harbour view, they could also enjoy the Avenue of Stars. Now, if all goes well, the work should be completed by the first quarter of next year. Apart from upgrading the hardware, in terms of the long-term development at Avenue of Stars and the harbour front there, the New World Group has some preliminary plans and ideas. Perhaps I could defer to Ms. Maria Zhang, Communications Manager of the New World Development, to give you the details. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. I'm the General Manager of Communications of the New World Development Limited, Maria Zhang. First of all, I would like to thank you for giving the New World Group the opportunity today to share with you our plans and also to listen to your views on how we could improve the Avenue of Stars and the Tsim Sha Tsui East Waterfront Promenade. On the 23rd of November, there will be the 40th anniversary of the listing of the New World Development Limited. Tsim Sha Tsui, for our group, we have strong attachments to this area. It's hard to describe feelings we have, because the New World Center was built there many years ago, and then also the New World Hotel, and then in 1982, we also paid for the construction of the waterfront promenade in Tsim Sha Tsui East. In 2003, we spent $40 million to build the Avenue of Stars there. This is to commend the contribution made by the film industry to Hong Kong. On the 27th of April 2004, the Avenue of Stars was completed, and the government handed over the management of the place to the New World. It's been 8 years since. Time flies. As my colleague mentioned, in the past 8 years, we've held various activities, performances, sports activities, or events jointly staged with local groups. We've certainly contributed to the good memory of many people in Hong Kong. Now, for public aspirations for open space, that's on the rise. Now, the Avenue of Stars is an important element of the Tsim Sha Tsui East Waterfront Promenade. We believe it could be upgraded along with the other facilities along the promenade. We would like to provide better quality open space, public space for visitors. We would like to turn this promenade into a world-class waterfront promenade. And that's something the group is actively considering. 40 years ago, we started building business here in this area. This is an area we know very well, and we have kept in close liaison with the stakeholders in the district. We want to keep improving these community facilities. This is our vision. And this is also our commitment to the residents of Tsim Sha Tsui. I could tell you this here. The New World Group has plans to take advantage of the enhancement works to build a new waterfront there. In the next few weeks, when we have some preliminary plans, we would be more than happy to consult the District Council and see if you have any views comments for us. Thank you. Other departments or organizations, would you like to speak? No? Then members. Mr. Yip, I'm glad to hear today that the New World Group have responded positively to our suggestion for enhancement. I agree if Yaoqingwang District is to further develop tourist attractions in our district, we must keep moving for the times, otherwise we'll become a laughing stock. As Maria told us, in the next few weeks, they may be able to come up with some preliminary ideas. So, Mr. Chairman, I think the District Council must play a role here. We must monitor the progress of this project. And you could also listen to our views to see how you could take things forward in a better manner. Now, this has to do with the DFMC, actually, District Facilities Management Committee. So, if we want to follow up on the project, can we refer it to the District Facilities Management Committee? I would like to hear your views, Mr. Chairman, and other members' views, too. Yes, Mr. Hong? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Tourism Commission, the HKTB, the LCSD, the HAFAA, New World, etc. We've asked them to attend the meeting, so thank you for coming to the meeting. And thank you for coming here to listen to our views on ways to enhance the Avenue of Stars. I'm glad to learn from the New World Group and the LCSD that you have already set up a management committee on the Avenue of Stars to see how you could improve management of the area, and various stakeholders are represented at the committee. I hope the Avenue of Stars will go from strength to strength. In response to what I've heard so far, now the Avenue of Stars, there are mini stages there, and there are about 30 performances in a month. For these performing groups, what procedure do they have to go through to apply to use the stage? Are there specific slots open to application? I understand there are ethnic minorities group, but they would like to stage ethnic cultural shows. So, is there a possibility for the ethnic groups to perform here? As for the palm print ceremony, it seems that there's going to be a pleasant surprise with some sort of new ideas. The HKFAA. I know there are famous artists, icons, who've starred in international films. They may have an international appeal. So would it help to boost tourism if they are involved? Ms. Kwan. Now, all the government departments concerned, all the organizations such as the HKTB, the Tourism Commission, etc., even the New World, are all here to join us in this discussion. So, first of all, I'd like to thank you all for coming. Now, we've heard the positive response from New World Group. They're now working on the new plan. They are doing the designs. It's good news to Hong Kong people and to visitors as well. Because as the New World Group put it, we would like the Avenue of Stars to go from strength to strength, and visitors would like to see that too. And I learned that you're going to revitalize the area in the near term. Now, I'm a member representing that constituency, so I'm all the more keen to see that your plan will be a pleasant surprise to visitors, and that it will draw people to the area. I hope you will complete your project as soon as possible, and with the support of the department, I hope you will do a brilliant job there. If I may make a suggestion here, the question of providing shade, I hope you would really give it serious consideration. Because I often go there between noon and 3, I find it insufferable. I have to use an umbrella, but many visitors don't have umbrellas, so it's really hard, tough for them. So I hope you will address this particular concern of visitors. I'm sure then they will all be very happy and they will enjoy going there. Thank you.
Mr. Yang Chi-hei. Yes, I wish to make 3 points. The LCSG and the other stakeholders have promised to progress over the times. I understand that some music lovers want to hold mini concerts at this Avenue of Stars. So I hope that we can allow such performances. There aren't any people living near the Avenue of Stars. So there shouldn't be a lot of restrictions with regard to the noise level. So may I ask the management committee to consider this. And also, I think the tourism board can also promote such mini-concerts at the Avenue of Stars to attract overseas visitors as well as local people. And then, Mr. Po Chong said that the DMFC can play a part. For example, support facilities, access to the Avenue of Stars, and so on and so forth. I think access includes arrival by car and on foot. Ms. Cole, Deputy Chairman.
Yes, Chairman, thank you. New World has told us that improvements will be made to the Avenue of Stars so that it will become a world-class waterfront facility. I want to make 2 points here. First of all, access. You want to attract tourists to the Avenue of Stars. So there will be coaches going there. But I think we all know that the traffic is rather congested at that location. So if we want to attract more tourists to the Avenue of Stars, we have to do something with regard to the transport situation or the traffic situation there. And I think we can't rely on New World alone to resolve the problem. Say, for example, should we provide another coach car park or what? That's the first point. And then second, at the moment, the Avenue of Stars is managed by New World. Still, it's an LCSD venue. I think the district council's involvement and input will be valuable and helpful. I think district councillors can reflect to you the feedback of the users. And it's good that you have about 30 performances per month. But what is your approach? I want to know whether the LCSD is very willing to really open up the venue for performances. All right, if there are no further comments or questions from members, I think I can now invite the various parties to respond. New World. Yes, Chairman. We were told that ethnic minority groups would like to perform at the Star of Avenue. Avenue of Stars will welcome these performances. Now, there is a form available on our website. So interested organizations or groups can fill in the forms. They can inform us of their previous experience in staging performances. And if we approve the application, we will also provide the necessary sound equipment. In fact, we've joined hands with schools, organizations, and community groups to stage performances. Elderly persons, as well as young people, have performed at the Avenue of Stars. And in fact, the Avenue of Stars is now the cradle for famous singers. Many who performed at the Avenue of Stars subsequently became pop singers. And then concerning the hand imprints, they belong to local film stars. This is because the Avenue of Stars seeks to give recognition to the contributions made by local film directors and local artists. And so, we, for the time being, we have no intention to include hand imprints from international artists or overseas artists. Yes, Chairman, let me supplement concerning the provision of shade. Ms. Kwan said that visitors to the Avenue of Stars feel that there is a lack of shade. So we will provide the big umbrellas for the visitors. We'll be providing them very soon. And we also will very seriously take on board Ms. Kwan's suggestion. And then transport. We understand that there are subways, there are pedestrian walkways, there are roads, so people may find it rather difficult to access the Avenue of Stars. In fact, we've hired famous planning teams to help design convenient routes to the waterfront. With regard to improvements to the Avenue of Stars, we will not be working on the Avenue of Stars in isolation. We are also at the same time looking at facilities nearby. We hope that we'll see an upgrading of the entire area. LCSD. Yes, Chairman. I just wish to respond to a question raised by the Deputy Chairman. She asked a question about applying to use the stage on the Avenue of Stars. That is, New World manages the AOS. We do not interfere in their vetting of applications. But then, we have already ironed out the framework of standards with the management of the Avenue of Stars. So they are responsible for vetting and improving the applications. But if there are major programs, then a discussion will take place in a management committee beforehand. And after the event, the management company will also give us a report. We understand that many of the organizations and groups are very willing to liaise with the management company directly. Mr. Chan, I thank the management company for its very positive response to our comments and questions. Upgrading of the facilities there will help boost tourism in Hong Kong. In fact, in the TNT committee, we said that there were not enough signages. People did not know how to go to the Avenue of Stars. And I think it's good if access to the Avenue of Stars can be improved. I want to make this suggestion. In fact, that has already been made. I think the DFMC or Mr. Hoi Teck Leong's CBC can follow up on this matter. But it seems that Mr. Hoi Teck Leong wants the DFMC to continue to follow up on this matter. So if members are agreeable, then the DFMC will continue to follow up on this matter. Yes, in fact, that suggestion was made by Mr. Ibo O Tong. I think the responses given by the departments and New World are very encouraging. And Mr. Ibo Tong has suggested that the matter be followed up on a regular basis by the DFMC. And I think that's a good idea. In my view, I think the CBC and the DFMC are both suitable fora for follow-up on the matter. But I think the two chairmen have already talked. They are of the view that DFMC would be a better forum to follow up on the matter. Now, this paper or these replies are for the district council. The DFMC doesn't have this paper, but of course all DFMC members are district councillors. So as you are the chairman of the DFMC, Mr. Chan, will you want the paper to be formally submitted to the DFMC? I understand that you're going to have a meeting on the 15th of November. Mr. Chan, thank you. I think if a paper is submitted to the DFMC at its next meeting, then that would be then there will be a repetition of today's discussion. So may I suggest that this matter be put under matters arising or follow up items for the DFMC. All members of the DFMC, except Or should I say, in fact, all members here except Mr. James Toh are members of the DFMC. And so we can put this item on to the agenda of the DFMC as matters arising. Because I don't think it is really necessary to invite New World to the DFMC again to repeat the same information. So as the District Council has made a decision today, then the District Council can instruct the DFMC to follow up. That would be speedier. Mr. Chow, Ms. Zhang said that New World was drawing up some proposals for upgrading and improvement. So when these proposals are ready, they can be presented to Mr. Chen's committee, and then we can have a discussion. So there's no need to put this matter under matters arising or follow-up issues. All right. So we agree that the matter be handed over to the DFMC for follow-up. But of course, New World will need some time to come up with proposals. And once the proposals are ready, they should be presented to the DFMC. And Mr. Chen, chairman of the DFMC, will make sure that the proposals are discussed. Because the next meeting of the DFMC will be held on the 15th of November, and maybe the proposals are still not ready yet. Yes, chairman, I agree. I believe it's good news for Hong Kong people as well as overseas visitors to have an upgraded Avenue of Stars. So the matter will be followed up by the DFMC, and we will invite New World and the relevant departments to attend our meeting to discuss the upgrading proposals. Ms. Kwan is very concerned. I and Hong Chiu Wah represent constituencies near the Avenue of Stars. So I think we can try to make decisions as soon as possible. All right, so we'll wait for concrete proposals from New World and from the departments concerned. And please approach Mr. Chen's DFMC when you are ready. So any further comments, any further replies? No? So I think the outcome is really perfect. We can move on to...